The CNN poll shows that only 39% of Americans think the president has gone too far in restricting civil liberties. 34% think Bush has struck the right balance, and 25% think he hasn't gone far enough. At a debate last night in Wausau, Republican congressional candidate Nick Reed counted himself among the majority.
We live in some dangerous times. There's no getting around it. And we need someone that is going to keep us on the offense. And that includes supporting programs like the terrorist surveillance program, which Mr. Obi voted against. That includes increasing our intelligence funding. And that includes things like the Patriot Act.
But incumbent Democrat Dave Obi said oversight is needed to prevent abuses. And he mocked conservatives who say they believe in limited government but have no problems with torture.
We took a Canadian citizen who had done nothing, case of mistaken identity, and we saw to it that he was shipped to Syria and tortured for 2.5 months with no checks on executive power whatsoever. What is conservative about that?
Green Party candidate Mike Miles argued that the president's violations of constitutional rights have been so severe that they warrant impeachment.
I think every one of his actions opens him up to not only impeachable offenses, but I think after he gets impeached, he should be taken in front of the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
A capacity crowd listened to the give and take on civil liberties last night at UW Marathon County. It was the final debate for the 7th District candidates before the November election. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mulbrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.